welcome everybody who's on Zoom as well. And happy Mother's Day to whoever's on Zoom, man or woman. We just open the meeting in prayer. We just praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are here with us. We thank you that you give us families. We thank you for our mothers and for the love they have for us, Lord. We just praise you that you are a wonderful and loving God, that you are our Father to our earthly mothers. So we just praise you and lift this day into your hands. Just thank you, Lord. Amen. We'll sing our first hymn, Will You Come and Follow Me? Bit of a challenge today in some of the things we're singing and talking about following Jesus and praising him in all things. Is actually now on bringing a cold meal. Bring something that you can eat yourself or share with others, but it's all got to be cold because it causes too much conflict. Not conflict.
We have no cooks.
Work in the kitchen.
We have no cooks.
Well, you have no cook, basically, yeah. And so somebody's going to have to be out there doing it. Also, the flooring is not 100% safe, so we've got to be a little bit careful.
The floor is okay.
Floor's okay now, is it, Mike?
No reason why you shouldn't use it.
Oh, right. Hang on, I'll let Mike say that.
If you bring something that needs heating, you'll have to heat it, is the answer.
Yeah, but
you'll have to do the. You have to be responsible for heating it.
Can you hear that, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, bring your own food, bring your own grub, whatever it is, and eat it.
A bit like this morning, apologies, the hour, and the fact that the clock on the heating was an hour and a half slow, and I can't understand why, those two factors mean that the heating came on just before the service. It's usually been on for an hour and a half before the service.
I wonder why it was cold in here.
No,
it was me.
You know, when I arrived, I was asked to put the heating on, but it was already on.
Okay. Thank you, Mike, for that. Right, so that's next Sunday. Normal activities during the week. Catch isn't this week, it's in the
Friday.
You had it yesterday, did you catch?
Friday, sorry.
Did it go okay?
It was good, yeah.
Right. They had a good catch meeting this week as well. Good. Anybody else got any family news? I know that Fred's got something he'd like to say.
I just want to pass on a grateful thanks from the Salvation Army for our contributions to the food bank. You know we've got a box up there that says Jacob's Well. That's our way of putting food, and, you know, not to perishable goods, but mind you, anything that is, you can even put toiletry items if you want. If you want to see the list, it's on the top of the box. But I did speak to Paul Williams on Tuesday, and I've been able to take over in the last 3 or 4 weeks several bags of food, and it's been wonderful really that we can contribute. And as a small church, we do pretty well. Keep it going, please. It's so vital. You know, lots of kids and folks around here, you may not think it, but find it hard to get a square meal. And it's nice that we can give that little contribution from Langdon Baptist Church. Thank you.
I've got a little helper with me today who's going to come up and do a little reading for us. So bear with her. Come on, my love.
Shout for the joy of the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him and joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is who made us and who we are his. We are his people, the sheep of pasture. Earth is enter his gates with thanksgiving and courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is God and he loves endless forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
And in that psalm it tells us that we should shout to the Lord with praise, and we should praise your God joyfully, loudly, quietly, because he is our God, he is our creator, our shepherd, a loving father, and also a friend. We give thanks to him because he is good, loving, and forever faithful. We find joy in knowing him as he knows us all personally, each individual, each hair on our head. He knows us all and loves us, warts and all, as they say. God is eternal. He created this world and everything in it, including us. God can do this it can create the world and it can create all in it, all the beauty and the wonder of the world. And God can do anything. And that leads lovely into a little video I've got, which we haven't sung for some time, and I love it. It's, if you want to participate, you're quite welcome to. If you don't, that's fine. You do need a partner, or you can do it yourself, but you actually need a partner. I don't know, do you remember it? God can do anything when you're clapping the hands, baggy dog. Right. So if you want to get to a partner, fine. But if not, well, whatever. Just do what you want. Because God can do anything, so can we. I actually do love that. And I think it's so much fun for the children. And it's so true. God can do anything. And we do tend to put him in a box, shove him in a corner, because we think, God won't want to do that. It's too little. And God's interested in everything we do, always. We're going to go straight into, I went into his gates. And another one I love, because I'm actually going to have this as I come out of my, when I have my funeral. This is the song they're going to play when I leave. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. So I'm going to go off in a bang. So if you put it up, please, then. Of those who govern us, and your Holy Spirit will guide them. in all decisions they make, both about here and abroad. We're still going to defeat the COVID law because it hasn't actually gone away. There's still very many people suffering from it. Not quite so bad as it was, Lord, but it's still there. We just really pray that it will go eventually. And it will be clear of it, Lord. We just put your healing hands upon this. And we ask all this in the wonderful name of our Saviour Jesus Christ. And just to finish off our prayers, I'd like to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Right, we're going to sing again, and during this song we're going to have our offertory. Would you like to keep would you go back to Marion and she'll give you one? I think Marion, if you don't mind, would you do the other two? And it's I have decided to follow Jesus.
Sitting at the tax collector's booth.
follow me, he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but those who are ill. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." Then John's disciples came and asked him, "How is it that we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?" Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth onto an old garment, but the patch will pull away and the garment make the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skin will burst and the wine will run out and the wineskin will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins and both are preserved."
Now I'm going to hand over to Michael, who's going to bring us the word.
You'll need to turn me down quite a bit, I think. That's better. Everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Barbara?
Yes.
Let's pray to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord and Father, the service today is about following Jesus. We pray, Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit, you'll speak to each and every one of us, including me, Lord, that we'll be able to follow you more closely, do your will. Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I don't know how this has happened, but this is the third time in the last 3 years I've been asked to preach on this subject. Exactly. I don't know how it's happened, but I've been asked, this is part of the sequence of the sermons we've got from Matthew 9. So, if I repeat anything, I think it's going to be the Lord's will, because I did not consult either of the other two sermons I've had in the past. So I hope it's going to be new. It's going to be new for me, because when I stand here and try and join with you, the Lord speaks to me too. And if he doesn't, it's a waste of time me being here, isn't it? Because he's speaking to all of us here. Now the music today, again, has been about following Jesus. And you probably noticed I did it by remote control. Now, all those songs today were recorded during pandemic. That's why you've got different colours up there. So that is where they come from, and I've had them stored, so that's actually brilliant. Okay. Now, Jesus was in Nazareth and got thrown out. The place where he was born and bred, he was actually thrown out, literally thrown out. His ministry there just didn't have any success whatsoever. So he went to Capernaum. Now Capernaum is on the north coast, I think I've got this right, of the Sea of Galilee. And that is why the Bible says several times, round the lake, where Jesus was round the lake. The lake is the actual Sea of Galilee. It is quite big, but you can see from one side to the other when you walk around it. Can you imagine one day? I'm going to ask a question first. Is anybody work for HM Customs and Excise? Does anybody work outside? Oh, right, okay. In your place of work, all of a sudden the chap arrives with a group of people behind him, walks up to you and says, "Follow me." What would you do? Matthew didn't, did he? Now, tax collectors in them days, it was one for me, one for Caesar, one for me, one for Caesar. They earned a lot of money. They were very rich. But Jesus came up to him and said, "Follow me." And what did Matthew do? He left the money, he left his kettle, he left his stall, everything, and followed Jesus. Jesus must have had a terrific presence. So, today, is Jesus walking up to us and saying, "Follow me"? Does he say, "Follow me" to you? He does to me. And that is where it gets really hard. How do we follow him and still have a normal life? Well, the disciples set an example. They dropped everything. Their jobs, families, everything. They've just followed Jesus. I'm sure Jesus let them go home from now and then. But they actually dropped everything. Matthew was, according to the Bible, was probably the last disciple called. And at that time made up the 12. So Matthew, being very rich, had a feast. And I think they had a nice party. And he called all his mates together, and they had a nice party with Jesus there. Now, can you imagine, they're having a nice feast, everybody's enjoying themselves, and all of a sudden, knocking at the door, there's a lot of religious zealots. Knock at the door. "What are you doing, Jesus? You should be not talking to these sinners, the riffraff of this earth." And how did Jesus answer them? "I've come to save sinners, to speak to sinners. I've come to speak to those who have nothing else." He said, "I haven't come to save those who are all right, Jack." Now in churches, I'm not saying here, in churches we've met lots of people who says, "I'm all right, Jack. I don't really need Jesus, I just come along every Sunday." But Jesus came to speak to the sinners. "I am a sinner." That's why this morning I'm standing up here this morning and saying, "I am a sinner." We all are sinners. We all need Jesus in our lives. Jesus is calling us this morning to follow him. So that was the first thing, the Pharisees. Then who turned up at the door? A load of John's disciples. Now, what they couldn't understand was that Jesus' disciples were having a good time with Jesus in the party. And John's disciples were following John, who was very, how would you say it? He lived very frugally, didn't he? And they fasted and prayed often. So they couldn't understand this Jesus, who John was told them was the Messiah, was having a good time. And his disciples were having a good time. So Jesus said, let's put it in a simpler way. I'm here, and while I'm here, there's no need to fast and stand aside and pray specially, because I'm here with the disciples and I'm here with you. But when I'm gone, things will change. Now, if we noticed, straight after Jesus died, what happened to the disciples? They used to meet and pray and fast, didn't they? When Jesus came, after he rose from the dead, what did he do? He went to somebody's house and met the disciples where they were praying together. Now is the time where we should be praying together. And if we feel right, we should be fasting together. Because the bridegroom, Jesus, is not actually here, he is in heaven. And we're actually calling him, please Jesus, look what's happening in the world today, please come back. Come back and sort it out. Come and sort us all out. What does this mean to us now? Again, let's look at a little passage at Luke chapter 9, verse 23. I've got to find it now. I had it. Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their daily cross and follow me. Can I repeat that? Then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. That's hard, isn't it? I find that hard. I find that really hard, I'm sure. Sure we all do. We've got to give our lives daily to Jesus. In taking up our cross, we've got to be prepared to suffer a bit for Jesus. That does mean in our daily lives, if we speak to somebody, we've got to be prepared to be rejected. Sometimes it's hard to share God's love with people because they reject it. Perhaps if we find somebody who's having a difficult time, we want to put their arms around them, perhaps they might not want us to. But at the same time, that is our cross, to try and love people to the best of our abilities. I'm going to have a little break here, because I haven't got a long sermon this morning. I put this song in, while I was preparing this, suddenly had this song in my heart, and I knew we could have it, and it's, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ. So that's, turn the microphone off because I'm going to join you and sing with you.
For him you'd your life to him. accept the joy that she gives to those who yield their lives to Him. I want to learn to read His word, for this is how I know the way to live my life that pleases Him in holiness and joy. For Him lived your life, to Him He has conquered death, He is King of kings. Accept the joy which He gives to me, reveal their lives to Him. Oh, Holy Spirit of the Lord, enter now into this heart of mine, take full control of my selfish will, and make me holy thine. For Him lived your life, to Him He has conquered death, He is King of kings. Accept the joy which He gives to those who yield their lives to Him. I want to walk with Jesus Christ all the days I live on this life on earth, to give to Him complete control. Body and a soul. For him lived your life, to Him He has conquered death, He is King of kings. Accept the joy which He gives to those who give their lives to Him.
Did we really look at those words and realise what we're really asking for? We are asking God to strengthen us, to give us the strength to lead our daily lives, to give us strength to share with others about Jesus, to really conquer sin, to follow Jesus, follow him, give our lives to Him. It's quite a challenging passage. Further, a couple of weeks, what we did ago, Matthew 8, verses 18 to 22. Got to hear something. Again, Jesus was preaching round the Sea of Galilee. When Jesus saw the crowd around Him, He gave orders to cross to the other side of the lake. Then the teacher of the law came to Him and said, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay His head." Another disciple said to Him, "Lord, first let me go and bury my Father." But Jesus told him, "Follow me. Let the dead bury their own dead." That's quite challenging, isn't it? We follow Jesus under all circumstances. The challenge is, how far are we willing to go? It is difficult. I'm finding it difficult in my daily life to really give every part of myself to Jesus. And I think we all do. If we don't find it challenging, don't find it difficult, perhaps we ought to be looking, because there might be something wrong somewhere. The early disciples dropped everything and followed Jesus. Soon after, what did Jesus ask them to do? He gathered the 12 together and He sent them out. And He sent them out into the towns around Galilee. And He said, "Tell people about me. Heal the sick. Call the devils out. You have the power." And they did. And they went to these towns and people were healed. And people were saved. And they came back to Jesus and they were rejoicing. And this can be for us too. I stand here and I rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and Saviour. I rejoice because I have the opportunity to stand here and share with you about his love for me. But it isn't just his love for me, it's a love for all of us. Now we were talking about the wineskins, weren't we? And the clothes where we try and patch. I think Jesus was showing us, are we trying to patch our lives now rather than make things new? When we try and patch our lives, things are still there, still going wrong, because we haven't tried to find what is wrong. We've just covered it over. And if we have a wine skin or a bottle of, you know, wine, if we patch it, it all flows out and it leaks, as Jesus was saying. And we can leak too. The idea is to turn our lives to Jesus completely and become that new creation he has offered us. So today, I'm asking each and every one of us, let's look at our lives and see if there's changes we can make. If we can be a better Christian. I know we can't all suddenly drop off and go out to the world and drop all our jobs and everything else and follow Jesus, but it doesn't work. Not these days it wouldn't, would it? But we can have a different life. We can have a life of praying when we can. I find it, when I'm doing things, like I do my woodwork and my different things, or doing things in the garden or in the house, I'm talking to Jesus. During the night, I don't sleep too well, and I'm sure some of the older ones amongst us have the same problem. I start praying. And it really is a lovely time to pray and speak to the Lord, because I'm actually speaking to somebody I know. And I know he's there with me, in my room, in my bedroom, while I'm speaking to him, he's there. And when I feel a bit distressed because I can't go to sleep, or I'm in pain with my legs, or whatever have you, his love surrounds me and I know it. So in Jesus, we can be safe. I've got a little thing here that says, don't panic. Following Jesus might be different, because we're not called to give up everything. But I believe we must put Jesus first in our lives. That means, before we do anything else, think of Jesus within it. If we go to work, isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice to offer that day to Jesus? As you go to work, in your car or your walk or whatever have you, ask Jesus to be with you all day in your work. You'll be surprised how it changes. When you go shopping, wouldn't it be nice just to have Jesus in their mind? Lord, I bless you because all these things here I can buy. And I thank you for that, Lord. And I want you with me during this time. Now, none of this is easy, is it? The only way we can get through all this is through God's Holy Spirit. We have to listen to that small, still voice, don't we? How we do things, what we're going to do. So I'm asking each one of us today, that before we finish this service, to just to think into their lives if there's any way you can offer, bring Jesus further into our lives. If we've asked Jesus into our lives as Lord and Saviour, we are saved. But that doesn't end there, does it? We can ask Jesus to take over our lives. Make us into different people. We are a new creation by asking Jesus into our lives. we haven't asked Jesus into our lives, and time we did. Think about it. You're missing, I'm missing something. Now what I'm going to ask now, we're just going to have a minute of quiet prayer. Each and every one of us, just think, what can we change today in our lives? Lord and Father, we just bless you in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit, you speak to each and every one of us right this moment. How we can bring about changes in our lives, especially for the better, Lord. That we can honour you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Before we go any further, I will ask a question of all of us. Something I feel that we're sadly lacking, and that is prayer. After prayer, where we can pray for different people within our community through the laying of hands. If somebody has got a problem, we can all pray with them, pray together. If somebody is feeling ill, we can pray for them. If somebody wants to receive the Holy Spirit, we can pray for them. So I'm going to ask at the end of the service that if anybody would like prayer, first of all, they can come and see me, or they can come and see one of the deacons, or you can see us all. Helen's not here this morning, otherwise I would say straight away come and see Helen. Or another time, come and see Helen. Don't be frightened to ask for prayer. We can say, I'd like prayer for such and such, but wouldn't it be nice if you had a group of Christian brothers and sisters pray for you? That's what the Bible calls for. When you have a problem, you call your brothers and sisters together, the elders together in the church, and they will pray for you, and you will be healed. And I believe that. So that's as far as I'm going now. Now, Rose, I'm just looking there, but Rose has got something now. She's going to call the children back, she says, to present flowers.
As we can't actually choose, get out of here, go on. As we can't actually call the children back because they're here, I'm going to ask Debbie if she'd like to go and get the gifts that she's got for us young ladies. Marion, would you mind going and helping her? She was been out with her today. And Chloe, obviously. She's a resident young lady today. Just a little gift for the mothers here. Just to remember, one of God's creations, you're going to get a little plant. And God put such a lot into these little plants. You look at them, and there's so much different beauty in them. In everything in what he does. So much detail. You don't realise how much detail is in these things until you really look closely. No. So, you try. Thank you. We're now actually going to... Would you say thank you, Lord, for the beautiful plants and flowers that you give us, Lord? We thank you that you've, for your creation, we thank you for the wonderful things you do, for the bright colours that you give us, Lord, and pray your blessing upon these plants, that they will give joy and peace to all the people who have received them, Lord. We just thank you for that. We're going to sing our final hymn now, I'm Lord of Sea and Sky. Thank you.
stars of night. I will make the darkness bright. I will speak my words to them. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. It is I, Lord. I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me.
Jesus was also saying to us was the difference between the Old and the New Testament. The old times and the new times. Now we're in new times now, and things are different. We know Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. God has come to earth and revealed himself to us, which was a lot different to the time of the Old Testament. So we have no excuse. We know Jesus, Lord and Saviour, and we've got no excuse for not serving him. So I will repeat again, I'm not going to apologise for that. Please, if you can serve Jesus in any way, please do. Amen. Say together the grace, shall we? We all stand up and join you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
be with us all.